Under a plan authored by Milwaukee Senator Jeff Plaley, the homestead credit would be expanded to give jobless persons and seniors a break. All unemployment income would be tax-exempt, along with some Social Security. Elderly property taxpayers would get an additional credit if they have incomes below $45,000. However, most taxpayers would benefit through lower school taxes. Districts sharing in some $250 million more from the state would be required to reduce their levy. Plaley says the Democrats' plan is a starting point for tax relief and not necessarily the end point.
We're not saying that this is the end-all, be-all. We're willing to compromise. We're willing to talk with any Republican about any issue in this package. Just give us the opportunity to bring it up, debate it in committee, debate it on the floor, and deliver something for the taxpayers of Wisconsin.
Republicans say they also want tax relief, but not the way Democrats would provide it. Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer says one-time monies used to beef up the homestead credit is only a temporary solution, and not a good one, in her opinion.
Those are spending programs, and it's just moving money from one pot to another. The long-term reform, as well as the short-term solution, has to be to spend less so that citizens aren't constantly being forced and asked by their government to give money they don't have because of job loss.
Democrats get some of the money for increased school aid from items vetoed out of the budget, along with funds earmarked for a possible Medicaid shortfall. Another $350 million comes from refinancing the state's debt. Plaley says this money would be used as a financial carrot for local governments to keep taxes down.
The incentive is there for local governments to keep their taxes as low as possible. And if they come in at a 0% tax increase, they get a credit to the taxpayers of that community.
Republicans who pushed for a so-called tax freeze say it's needed to keep local spending down. The governor vetoed the provision. An override attempt failed. However, separate legislation is pending. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.